we will contribute in terms of not just from an industry perspective, but for the whole GDP perspective and value addition to the nation perspective. Because every time with our intervention or our industry intervention, we are able to add value for the farmer, will have additional net income flown into the country in terms of value added, in terms of higher productivity or improved quality, which will make your agri produce exportable, which will make your farmers profitable. So it's a very exciting journey.
Hello and welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, and businesses and professionals who are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for their vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. They allow principles to take precedence over ad hocism. For them, profitability is as important as scale, creating and leading new categories and innovations. In each episode, I speak to one such leader or a couple of such leaders, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, failures, agonies and ecstasies. It is as much about their professional life stories as about their entrepreneurial journeys and the little joys of life. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, moneycontrol.com and a host of other podcast streaming platforms. For this episode, I am delighted to have Ankur Agarwal, Managing Director, Crystal Crop Protection Limited. Crystal Crop Protection Limited is an R&D-based crop protection manufacturing and marketing company. The company's business is segregated into agrochemicals, seeds, and molecules to manufacturing and delivering products to farmers through its extensive network of distribution partners. The company's products cater to the entire life cycle of crops, which start from sowing and harvesting to assisting Indian farmers to maximize productivity. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Ankur. Delighted to have you on the show.
Thank you, Gaurav, for having me here.
Ankur, let me start off with a very basic question just for my own understanding and the understanding of our listeners. What has been Crystal Crop's journey so far? Can you please tell us about your company's India network? Also, essentially tell us, if you could describe Crystal Crop Protection Limited to us, that would be of great help. Ankur?
Yeah, so it's been a very exciting journey for Crystal Crop. In fact, it's a family-run business, which the roots actually started from the produce, which is the spices. So the great-grandfathers were the old Delhi spice merchants. And then we subsequently moved to the agri-input industry. And today, the way Crystal Crop pans out is a pan-India manufacturing and distribution company. We are into the space of seeds and crop protection, which includes small packs, including small gardens to small land holdings to large land holdings. Our pan-India distribution covers the whole rural agri distribution. We are reaching out to lakhs of villages and millions of farmers. That has been our strength, which is a very important agri-input for the agriculture and for the Indian farmers.
Ankur, apart from agrochemical solutions, what are the other areas in which Crystal Crop has invested into for the Indian farming industry? And what are the kind of problems that you are solving for India's farmers, Ankur?
So our vision is to be amongst the most admired crop solution companies. So historically, the company was primarily into the crop protection chemicals, the whole gamut of insecticides, fungicides, and herbicides to ensure that we do the entire weed, pest, and disease management. So that has been the core focus, and farmers around the country have been benefited with our products and services and technology. As we move forward, gradually built our strengths, we realized that seeds is a very important input, and we acquired a small seed company and subsequently went and acquired more businesses around the seed area. So today, the core area which stands out is the most essential elements of the agri input industry is the seeds, as well as the crop protection. What we have also done is the farm mechanization part. We realize that there is huge gap in Indian agriculture, given we have small land holdings and farmers, majority of farmers may not be able to afford big machines. They are expensive. So what we are doing is to bring in technology and have some consolidation in the form of services. The distributors, the retailers who are the channel partners are also becoming entrepreneurs. Their next generations have come. And what they are doing is they are going and reaching out to the farmers. So we are bringing the technology. So what we are incubating are a few projects around harvesting solutions, a few projects around spraying solutions, which will eventually result in increased farm productivity, profitability of the farmers. And that is the vision which we live to be among the most admired crop solution companies by living that mission every single day, how we can impact and influence the farmers' profitability by introduction of molecules, technologies, systems, processes to support the farmers across the country through these agri-inputs.
You know, what's your outlook on the agrochemical sector in India? How do you think it is playing out, and how bullish are you about it?
Yeah, it's a very, very exciting industry we are into. So I would say that this is one industry you would never run out of business. The farms are there. The huge 150 crore population in India, and then India is becoming a big hub of exports of agriculture produce. So these needs to be taken care, and this industry has to play a very crucial role. So as of today, the agrochemical crop protection industry, only pure domestic market is about 25,000 crores, and similar is the size of even more for exports sitting out of India to feed the rest of the world market. So that's a huge opportunity. While I say that it's a big market, at the same time, the opportunities are even bigger. We are today one of the lowest consuming agrochemical country in the world. The world average is way higher, almost close to 8,000 grams per hectare of crop protection chemicals consumption. And whereas India sits on about 700 to 800 grams of agrochemical consumption per hectare. So one can imagine that still there is huge scope of bringing in technology, new molecules, and we as a company are committed to those R&D initiatives and bringing those solutions for that. So it's a very, very exciting journey, and we will contribute in terms of not just from an industry perspective, but for the whole GDP perspective and value addition to the nation perspective, because every time with our intervention or our industry intervention, we are able to add value for the farmer, will have additional net income flown into the country in terms of value added, in terms of higher productivity or improved quality, which will make your agri produce exportable, which will make your farmers profitable. So it's a very exciting journey.
Ankur, you know, the Indian agricultural sector is also going through a fair degree of transformation over the last few years. What are the changing trends that you have observed in the Indian agricultural sector? And what has been your strategy with respect to address these trends, or rather make your, you know, products and services compatible with the changing trends, Ankur?
So Gaurav, I would say that the change what I see is very similar to probably we will see in many other industries, which talks about new technologies. And second, what is interesting in our sector is a much wider awareness to the end consumer. We all know that today the Indian farmers are also using smartphones. They have much higher access to information. So their awareness to use the right quality and the right input have significantly gone up. So these are exciting times where the consumer farmer in our case is up the curve in terms of educating himself on the new technology. So what we see is the adoption rate, which will be much higher. So what probably took us 25 years to bring the agriculture today where it is, in my personal view, the next wave of growth or bringing in new technology will take much lesser time. So that is the disruption, I would say, which is available. One can always talk about the supply side of disruption in terms of machine learning, in terms of artificial intelligence, in terms of drones coming and bringing those agriculture big data. Those are, of course, available not just now. I think from last 5, 7, 10 years, the wave started and huge amount of agri-tech startups have come and worked really hard. But they struggled in last one decade because the adoption rate was very slow. So that is a transition, I would say, that Gaurav, which is going to happen now, where the adoption rate will be much higher. So that's the only thing which I would say, and how Crystal Crop is preparing for that. So whether it is getting into drones, whether it is getting into data around weather, soil contents, all those technical aspects. So we do reach out to our consumers and making them aware in terms of educating them on these aspects. The whole technological intervention while connecting the channel as well as a consumer, farmer through our Crystal Mobile applications. We have a Safal Fasal application for the farmers. We have a Crystal Sahyogi retailer app for our channel partners. So that whole divide or gap between the consumer to the supplier or a manufacturer of those innovation is going to shorten. And we as an organization, I would not say fully prepared, because these are technologies which keeps evolving and changing, but we've got a full engine of our backend team continuously working how we can build these relationship in the front end. So just to summarize, technology on one side and the faster adoption of the farmers on the other side is going to make the journey very exciting.
You know, thank you, Ankur, for giving us this deep insight on how technology is playing such a pivotal role in shaping future strategies with respect to Indian agriculture. And in this context, if I may just ask you, how do you foresee further integration in products and offerings in the future, in a broad general sense, so far as Indian agricultural products are concerned?
What has happened is that farmers need solutions, and the research around new innovation by the innovator companies is becoming shorter. And what we have seen, the product life cycle, which earlier used to be 10 years or more, have become 3 to 5 years. So Crystal is into the whole bit of R&D initiatives, which talks about solutions. So we have mastered the methodology of bringing in various chemistries together, and we have a whole bit of scientists working on establishing and building those prototypes, and those prototypes then get researched and trialed on crops in different agroclimatic zones across India. And the speed of idea generation to coming with a final product, which is our own innovation, which is our own novelty, have started this initiative in 2008. And today we run a huge engine of, I would say, over 36 patented applications, and out of which more than 20 applications have been granted. And these are giving some exciting results. So that engine continues, and we have built those specialization within our firm to work both in the space of seeds and crop protection, which is, I would say, have been a game changer for we as an organization, and huge amount of farmers are getting benefit with these new products.
Ankur, in terms of workforce, what trends are emerging in employee training and development? How is Crystal Crop meeting these evolving needs of the workforce in the future? Ankur?
So again, the workforce is very agile today. We have, as organization, couple of interventions, which is typically classroom physical trainings, which we identify as part of the training gaps, which is required in different functions and different individuals. We are also working on the whole digital solutions in terms of online courses, which are available, which is specific to the industry, which is specific to our organization. So, you know, why this is not just critical for the success of the business, but also for the success of the individuals. And we as an organization, as much we are committed to our farmers, we are equally committed to our workforce, and we carry a huge pride in terms of building and development of our people and their careers. So there is a very robust plan within our organization, which HR and the whole training team leads and run along with our functional heads. So that allows our employees who are part of the family of this organization to build and develop their careers. And I'm very proud to say that we as an organization are amongst the lowest in terms of attritions in the industry. And it's a very, very exciting journey where people come every day office committed, happy, and they're aware that the organization is committed in taking care of their development and training needs. And perhaps that is a reason that we are also cleared the GPTW Great Place to Work certification with a very high score in the very first attempt. So this talks about the quality of workforce and how organization is prepared to make the workforce future ready with all these new technologies and processes and change way of working coming.
Absolutely, Ankur. You know the role that culture plays in attracting and retaining talent is something that people generally tend to ignore, or it's an underrated aspect. So in your view, how big a role does culture and culture play in attracting and retaining talent, and how are you going about doing that in your company, Ankur?
Thanks, Gaurav, for bringing this very important and topic, and something which is close to my heart and as part of the core DNA of the organization. I would say, you asked that how important role it plays. I would say it's the fundamental, and it's the number one aspect, which is the most important aspect of our organization. So whenever we get a new incumbent, the first and foremost assessment parameter at different levels is that whether the new incumbent is the fit who carries or who has a potential to carry the value system of the organization. You know, that value system is the smell or the DNA of the organization, which it has built over the years. I would say today we have all those fancy ways of our putting those crystal values as part of various communication on websites and on the posters of the wall and everywhere. But I would say since the inception of the organization, my father, who's the chairman of the company, I realized that he has built the entire organization in the values which we kind of more scientifically evolved and made those in words. Our values are 5 techs: family, integrity, trust, entrepreneurship, customer centricity and sustainability. So we, every time we do a big conference, we do meetings, we check that every individual is living those values or not. So my assessment about my team and my team assessing their teams is, first, are we really following those value systems? Are we really meaning what that trust is, what that entrepreneurship is? So I would say that's fundamental. And while I'm making this statement very passionately, but I would say there are slippages, but at the same time, we are so committed to ensure that culture plays such an important role in the productivity and taking the organization forward.
Thanks, Ankur. Thanks for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us and sharing a deep insight and perspective. Thank you, Ankur.
Pleasure. Thank you, Gaurav.